Lord God, Heavenly Father, please use this time that we may fix our hearts and minds on what you would have for us, Lord. Bring about your word. Help us live it out each and every day, Lord. As Lord God, we continue on to see that your life was fixed on the cross. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. So this morning, we're kind of asking the question of how was this week? Was it pretty awesome? Was it really good? Anything happen? It's been an interesting week, and I've got a lot of people come up to me and say, Pastor, when will it end? Pastor, I know you're not from here, but do you mind toning it down just a little bit? Lord, does God really answer only your prayer? And so I've gone through that this entire last week, and so I began to ask, you know, Friday night, did you get enough snow? Did you get enough snow? Was that okay? Because what happened here especially is it was forecasting snow and rain and a winter downpour, and then I think I got 3 snowflakes. Did anyone count anything more? 3 snowflakes. Was that enough? Because the weather said over 10 inches. Now, I'm confused about how 3 snowflakes can add up to 10 inches. So I'm trying to do the math here in Minnesota. I don't know what you guys are teaching your kids here, all right? So I'm beginning to wonder, all right? But interesting enough is people would talk to me and say, Pastor, do you realize that all this snow is because of you? And so, therefore, if you would just not ask for snow, therefore, maybe God would answer your prayer instead of ours. And so I'm just beginning to wonder about the forecasting here in Minnesota. How accurate is it? Because almost the entire state is dry from this huge storm. And it's interesting. We canceled a couple of things. Friday night we had a youth event supposedly happening here. Just canceled it because this huge thing was going to happen. And then going out of town yesterday. Oh, we've got to leave twice as early. Well, there was nothing. And so it's interesting is that based on what you hear, you change what you think you're going to do. And so very interesting is let's just look at this forecasting here just a little bit. If you would turn to your gospel reading for me today. In Mark chapter 15, verses 4 and 5, we're going to take a look at a little bit about this. Because on Friday, I don't want to take anything away. Friday, something huge happens. How to explain this? In the church year, there is a lectionary, 3-year lectionary, which we follow. Over the last few years, it's been changed because more people tend to go to Sunday services and not Friday, and they don't hear about the message of the cross, about Christ crucified, and go through the stages that Christ went that morning about where he was and the various stages of death he went through. And so basically what has been happening over the last, say, 20 years is that people were coming and hearing the Palm Sunday and the let's worship Jesus and Hosanna. And then all of a sudden the next week they were hearing, great, it's Easter. The problem is what happened in between there. And so the lectionary has been kind of changed to this Passion Week. So now you get to hear about the crucifixion. And so interesting enough is right here. So Pilate asked him again because they were accusing him. This guy is going to overthrow Rome, so you need to do something about it. All right, so this guy is a traitor to Rome. So the chief priests were bringing Jesus to Pilate, to a Roman. So Pilate asked him again, don't you have an answer? Look how many accusations they are bringing against you. But Jesus no longer answered anything. So Pilate was surprised. Here we see everything, every charge. You can look at this as a court case. And every charge, he does not even answer to. He doesn't have a defense attorney. He doesn't have anyone speaking for him. And so we see even in our gospel reading, Jesus, when asked, are you the king? Are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus says, you're saying that, not me. And so he doesn't really answer any of what he's trying to get at. Pilate doesn't know what to do. He's totally confused because this guy is standing before him, accused of something that could end up in death, and he's standing there. He's just standing there, and Pilate doesn't know what to do, and he's wondering, what is the truth about this man, and how do I discover what is truth? And it's interesting. We're talking this morning a little bit about predictions, because when I woke up on Saturday, I was like, I got to preach on this, because you guys won't leave this down, this whole snow thing that was supposed to hit. And so when we look at predictions this morning, we look at what the scripture says about this, and you can say, well, you know, Jesus was just being humble. Jesus was just being a guy who he knew where he wanted to go. But we want to take a look at something even deeper. On Wednesday nights, we've been going through Isaiah chapter 53, and one verse in particular on that is very interesting this morning. This was written you want to talk about a weather forecast? We can't even get 72 hours. We can't even get 72 hours right. This was written 700 years or more before Jesus. And so in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7, if you could read this with me. He was abused and punished, but he didn't open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. He was like a sheep that is silent when its wool is cut off. He didn't open his mouth. Isaiah captures this prediction that the Christ would not open his mouth, and you look at what happens right afterwards, right after this. Isaiah talks about his death. And so you see in this whole chapter, it is one prediction after another about what Jesus would do, especially in that final week. And it's interesting is that every single point Isaiah gets right. And we can look and see that this was written within a span that this is amazing that Jesus could line up exactly with everything that was predicted of him for thousands of years. And so we see that this morning, I just kind of wonder, if a weatherman can predict certain weather and we change our lives based on that, and Isaiah, even back as far as Genesis, when Moses was recording what happened with Adam and Eve and the prediction of the Christ, the Messiah, if the weatherman can change our what we do, what does that mean? When scriptures, when Jesus fulfills, when he carries out his prediction, what does that do for our lives? If the weatherman can affect your life, can Jesus affect your life even more? And so I'm beginning to wonder about that. Why not, Jesus, why not defend yourself? You can defend yourself to the max. Here you have your entire life been asked, who are you? And so he gets these questions right after another from these Jewish lawyers. And so they ask him, can we as Jews pay taxes? And of course, Jesus says, well, if it belongs to the government, give it to the government. It's almost April 16th. We owe taxes to the government. That's not the realm of what Jesus was going for. When they were hungry, his disciples on Sunday, or actually it was a Saturday, so they were going through the fields picking out wheat because they were hungry. And you're not supposed to do any work. And Jesus says, do you not understand when it was written that it was written about me, that the Sabbath, that the Saturday you're not supposed to do any work is more about me than it is about you? And so interesting enough is he goes, and on a Sabbath, on a holy day, not supposed to do any work, and he sees a man who he needs healing. He needs healing. And so the Pharisees are looking at, wait a minute, Jesus, you're not supposed to do any work. You can't heal him. And Jesus says, once you do something for your animal, isn't this man worth more than your animal? So Jesus looks at the heart of the Pharisees and says, where's your real purpose in life? If you care more for your animals than you do for another person, another believer. And so he heals the man, sends him on his way. And so they conspire. We got to get rid of this guy because he's got more power than us. And so I wonder, what if in our story here, if Jesus is standing there and the Pharisees and the scribes and the elders are accusing him of all these different things, what if Jesus would have said, I'll take on all yours, I'll answer you from Scripture. What would it be like if Jesus would have defended himself and said, okay, here's a gateway to heaven, see me on the throne, and would have shown them his entire brilliance like he did for Peter, James, and John's on the mount? What if they would have really saw him at who he is? What if Jesus would have spoken up for himself? And I wonder, but I really don't wonder. You ever get that? That whatever Jesus went through, he had to go through. He could have called for a revolt, and then the Jews would have overthrown the Romans. What if they would have done that to get Jesus back? What if Jesus would have said, okay, Father, send down your holy angels. Let's end the world right now. And so I begin to wonder, that'd been awesome to see, but that's not what Jesus came for. Jesus came as one who could give his life for us. And so I don't even begin to wonder, because this is what Jesus was looking forward to. This is what Jesus was really looking forward to. There was only one Friday, and on that Friday, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords would give his life for us. Had he spoken up, he would not be crucified. He wouldn't go through pain and suffering of being on that cross, and he would not have died for our sins. You and I would be left in limbo, because the Savior of the world, who was predicted for thousands of years, that was his one time to die for our sins, and he didn't take it. Yet instead, this is not who we're looking at. We're looking at a God who looked throughout our history and says, this is the time and place, the perfect place in history in which to send my Savior, so that the entire world would find out who he is and what he has done for us on that cross. The one time in history, perfect timing. Jesus has perfect timing. And so today is all these predictions we look at and see who Jesus has been our entire lives. So the question is, how has God molded what we are to do in the future based on who he is and what he has done for us? How is that prediction lived out in our lives when we can say that my life, I owe it to Christ? And so I'm going to make sure that each and every day, it doesn't matter if the sun is shining or if it's cloudy, another Minnesota winter weather day, I'm going to choose to say that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us, Minnesotans, that means we can wear a smile. It's okay to smile. I just have to say that, because this morning I haven't seen too many smiles on yourselves' faces. It's okay to say, I'm going to live out this life, and to say, I'm looking forward to Good Friday because it was great for me. It was great for me to see that God loved me so much that he would give his life for me, that he would value me that much, that he would look forward to the pain he would have to suffer. And to say, he did that because I can't do that for myself. So he would go to the cross for me, willingly, and give his life willingly, let sinful people willingly nail him to the cross, and yet look after me in that. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us remember that. Lord God, it doesn't matter what the weatherman says. Lord God, you have predicted that you would come and give your life. Also, Lord, help us remember that you have also predicted that you will come once again. Help us remember, Lord, that, Lord God, you are coming back. And people want to say, well, you know what? You haven't been here. It's almost been 2,000 years. He must have forgot. Lord God, help us remember that, Lord, you have predicted that perfect timing in which you will come back, and any day. That can be any day. And so, Lord God, we want to remember that we want to live out your life that's made new by your death on the cross. And so, Lord God, help us do that, Lord, because we struggle each and every day with the weather, with family and friends, with work. Lord God, help us and be with us, Lord. Lord God, we look to what it is that you would have for us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.